Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. I am Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, number one live internet radio. I want to welcome you tonight. Thank you for tuning in. This is my sincere intention is always to bring you the loving messages and information about the angels, the archangels, and all celestial beings. So I wanted to invite the angels and the archangels and beings of light to be with us, to bring in your guidance and assurance for the highest good of all. Please remove my thoughts from my ego, and only your divine light and truth come through. Thank you, God and angels. Amen. So, I cannot believe it's almost the end of January. So before this month ended, I was reminded by my good friend and teacher, Reverend Janie Howard Feldman. She's been on the show several times. Janie reminded us of the vibration of numbers and what the new year of 2012 was bringing. You know that numbers have vibration, like everything has vibration and energy. So the angels were talking about that energy field with the numbers. And so the vibration is coming through numbers. And it's important for each of us to know, you know, the vibration of our personal year. So 2012 is a number 5 year. It's the underlying energy in the year ahead, which is, you know, 2, 1, and 2 equals 5. So let me tell you the number 5 year, which is this year. It's the year of freedom. It's the year of change, of growth, expansiveness, feeling free, you know, not being boxed in. So it allows freedom in our lives. It takes away binds and shackles. It removes whatever bogs you down, what no longer is purposeful. So I love this year. I think it'll be a good year for the majority of us. So going back to the personal year, what I would like you to do, or if you want to do this, you can you reduce your birthday, your month, and your day to a single digit, and then you add 2012, you add the 5. So in my case, it would be I'm the month of August, which is 8, and I'm the 1st, so it is already one digit number. So 8 and 1 is 9 plus 5. That would give us 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And then 14, 4 plus 1 is 5. So you reduce it to one number. So my number is, my year number, personal year number is 5. So that makes me very happy. So for example, Janie's birthday is January 31st, which is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Janie. January is a number 1. And 31, you reduce it. 3 and 1 is 4. So 4 plus 1 of January is 5. And then you add 5 of the 2012. It equals 10. 5 and 5 is 10. You reduce the 10 to a 1. So her year number is a number 1. So I'll open the lines in a little while just so, you know, you could receive your angel messages. And if you'd like and you calculate your number, we can do it together. I will give you the meanings of each year from 1 to 9, and you know what your personal year is. you know, the energies and the vibrations that are coming, all this year. So, if we don't have a lot of callers at the end, probably I will give all the meanings of the personal years. But right now, I was inspired mostly by Archangel Raphael to talk a little bit about Archangel Raphael. You know, the angels and ascended masters, they're supporting us during these times of energy changes and acceleration that we have felt, and they help us raise our frequencies as the angels usually do. But let me talk a little bit about Archangel Raphael, because I always emphasize a lot of on Archangel Michael, which we all love. But you know, each archangel has their specialties, and they're all different, and they're just very unique, like each one of us. So I was guided by Raphael today to talk a little bit about him, because it feels that many of us have experienced some health challenges. So it's important to call on Raphael. You know, Archangel Raphael heals everything and everyone who desires his help. He is a supreme healing angel of all people and animals, and he is a physician of God. His name means God heals. And he heals spiritually and physically and mentally. So when you ask Archangel Raphael for a healing, he immediately goes into action. He does it directly. He does direct intervention, and you can feel strong, you know, tingling sensations maybe, and then a complete and instant healing. He also calls upon other healing angels to help him out if it's necessary. Other times, Archangel Raphael will guide you to the appropriate healing professional if needed. In my case, last month I was going through a health challenge. I had a back pain, intense back pain, and I had a herniated disc. I still have it, but you know, my belief in angels was so strong at the time, because it was so intense, that I just started angels and Archangel Raphael come and help me. So definitely they guided me. I know that Archangel Raphael helped me in a way to reduce the pain that day, but it was a weekend, so I couldn't go anywhere, but he did guide me. Like, on Monday you run to a chiropractor, and after that I was guided to go to my acupuncturist. And I was just so blessed, and I am so grateful that Archangel Raphael has helped me. It's been a little bit more than 3 weeks, but I have been feeling much better, and I really, really encourage all of you to ask for Archangel Raphael's help. He heals your loved ones, and his affirmation is, he's saying, always say, I am happy, healthy, and abundant. And I wake up every day saying, I am happy, healthy, and abundant. So, you know, thousands of years the archangels have helped us, and they still do so. I know that Raphael, he loves that we ask him for help. I really heard him once, you know, when I closed my eyes and I asked him, I said, please heal me, Archangel Raphael. And I just felt, you know, this warmth of his green emerald light. That's the green emerald light is his hue, it's his color. And that day at the same time when I closed my eyes and asked for help, he said, start drinking more water. Start drinking more water. And I was like drinking water like, I don't know, more than 8 glasses a day, which I never do. Anyway, immediately, you know, the pain started dissipating and just flowing away as the days have gone by. So, angels are God's messengers. I've talked about this. They are sent to Earth to support God's plan of peace for everyone. So we really need a planet full of peaceful people. And the angels' mission is to do whatever is necessary to help us to be at peace. And since health issues can interfere with our life, you know, it disturbs our peace. It's natural that God would put Archangel Raphael among the physician of God to bring us wellness and peace. Archangel Raphael also protects travelers. So, you know, when you're driving or flying, just ask Raphael to accompany you and keep you safe. And he will help you arrive to your destination safely. We all have guardian angels. And I was talking to a client the other day. You know, the guardian angels are with us all the time. And you can really confide in your guardian angel. And your guardian angel is there to help you since the moment that you're born until you leave this earth. So, but the archangels, I have said, they're unlimited beings. You know, since they have no ego, they are larger and more powerful than the angels. And they can be with many people simultaneously. Again, I want to emphasize that we are not worshiping the angels. We give all the glory and praise to God, who is the creator of angels and of humankind. Again, the angels and the archangels are conduits that connect us with the divine. God created angels as intercessors so that we can work with them to create peace on earth. Again, each archangel have a specialty, you know, that creates a surrounding energy field. And that is why we feel much better when Raphael surrounds us with his emerald green light. As Archangel Michael's color, you know, when we call on Archangel Michael to give us protection and courage, his colors are royal blue and purple. And, you know, people who are sensitive to colors and to seeing more the auras, sometimes people can see that sparkling light. So the angels are God's gift to us. They are near us to help us. You can read more about the specialties of the archangels on my website on angelsarenearus.com. I talk a little bit more about the archangels. So let me just mention one more thing that Raphael reminded me about dreams. Yes, yes, Raphael, I will say that. And I will open the lines in a few seconds. If you want to go jotting down those numbers, toll free is 888-627-6008 or 530-372-7602. You can also find those numbers on the BBS Radio front page. We're on Station 1. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us. Okay, so let me just mention a little bit about dreams. Dreams are guidance from spirit, from your angels. So an intense, vivid, and emotional dream may come your way, and you may feel it was so real, and it is very real. There's a number of ways that spirit and angels come through, and that is through dreams. Because when you're asleep, your mind isn't working overtime. You know, your mind is not thinking about everything that's going on during the day. It's calm and relaxed. And your left brain, the analytical side, takes a break while you're sleeping. So the angels can slip into our dreams, as this is the easiest way for them to softly, you know, whisper to us or guide us or be with us. Some people may have a dream, you know, a long time ago, a week ago, or a month ago, or years have passed. And the interesting part is that no matter how long ago the dream took place, the memory is often as fresh as though it was just dreamt last night, as if you dreamed last night. So the same as when you dreamed like a loved one. You know, often a lot of my clients have described that their loved ones who have passed on, they dream about them, and they see them looking vibrant and young, even, you know, when there was an illness, well, when they made their transition. But, you know, they look healthy. They look perfect and happy. And I remember having very vivid dreams with my angels. And I remember mostly when my mom passed away. I had a lot of visions of angels and Mother Mary. But my mom came also very vivid one night. And she had just passed on a few days before, and it was, I just couldn't believe that I was, you know, looking at her. She was sitting vibrant and young, and I even looked at her and I said, why are you here when I've been grieving for you? And you're just sitting there. I thought you passed on. And she said, of course I did. It sounds funny right now, but at that time I was just, I just couldn't believe what I was dreaming. And when I woke up, it was just so vivid. And I see her. I mean, she has been gone for 12 years now. They're going on 13. And I still have this vivid presence of her, you know, being in front of me. No, I am. I passed on. But you know what? She says, I can be with you whenever you call me, whenever you contact me. So I was very happy about that dream. But anyway, going back to what spirits and angels are trying to tell us is that they come in unexpected ways. They send us our loved ones. Just be aware that why it's important sometimes to record your dreams. And they have told me, you know, write your dreams in a journal every day. And you go back and you understand the guidance or the healing that was needed at that time. And it's just a wonderful way to keep track of your dreams. It's also sometimes if you want to connect more with your angels, that people have told me, you can write down before you go to bed in your journal that you would love to have connection with your angels. And please come into my dreams. And they will, you know, if you invite them and give them the permission that they always ask for permission, they will come to you. And definitely this connection, you know, with the angels keeps the energy flowing. Your connection with the angels will always be flowing. All right. So I'm going to give out those numbers because I think we have people on the line already. But let me give out those numbers again. 888-627-6008, 530-413-4522. So I guess I'm not going to take a break right now. We have someone on the line, Seth, right? Is it Alicia? Hello?
Hello?
Who is this, Alicia?
Uh-huh, yes it is.
Hi, Alicia, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. What is your question tonight for the angels?
Well, I'm looking for work for a way to support my family, and I just want to know what the angels, how they want to guide me. What am I missing? I need to have a clear message from them about my work situation.
Okay. Were you able to sum up your birth date? Did you hear that part that I was saying? Did you get your number?
Yes.
What number is it?
Yes. It's a one.
Do you want me to tell you what is the one? Just so you know your year before we start, because you know I think it's important. Well, number one, of
if
course,
if I did it correctly, I'm a January 17th.
January what?
17th.
Okay, so that's 8 and 9. You're a 5.
A 5.
Because okay. you add 2012, which is a 5 at the end.
Oh, okay.
So, 7 and 1 is 8. And plus, what is your month again? Sorry. January 17th?
January. Uh-huh.
So it just passed. Okay. 7, 8, 9.
Yes.
So it's 9 plus 5.
Uh-huh.
Would be 14. And then 4 and 1 is 5.
Okay.
So you're 5. You're in the year of freedom. You're the same as I am. It's the year of freedom. It's a year of change, of growth, of expansiveness. You know, you feel you can do a lot of things that you were struggling with, that you felt mm-hmm. that you couldn't do in years past. But this freedom will allow you much more expansiveness. And, of course, you're also going to let go of what no longer is needed, let me tell you.
Okay.
So talking about your... Let me ask Archangel Michael, just came out. What is happening with... Okay, so the first thing that I'm feeling, and Michael is saying, you need to let go of fear now. It's time to let go. You're feeling a little bit fear and anxious. And mm-hmm. Archangel Michael says, just ask him, you know, ask him, please help me feel safe and deserving of guidance. Thank you for clearing me of any toxic or ego-based thoughts, because it seems that your feelings have, you know, picked up all this sensitivity to negativity, and that is not helping you in any way. So if you need to move on in what you're doing, definitely, again, Archangel Mike Silling, this is saying is new beginnings, a fresh start, Alicia, you know, bringing new opportunities, and they are offering your support. They just want you to ask. Ask Archangel Michael. He's with you. Michael and Michael. I picked up more cards and it's Archangel Michael.
Oh my goodness.
He's coming up four times, and the word he's saying is confidence. Let go of fear and continue with your commitment.
Okay.
So just ask him for confidence and courage. He's really all around you, so I don't even doubt that he's helping you right now.
Okay.
So he's absolutely, you know, he's even making a commitment to you. Just call upon him to lend, you know, just say, lend me your strength. He says, I am lending you your strength. Allow me to help you.
Okay.
Allow me to commit myself to help you in your life. And we will work together through this divine purpose that you have.
Okay.
Okay, Alicia, I'm going to let you go. I have somebody else on the line.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Karen?
Hello?
Karen?
Hello?
Hello, hi, Karen.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking
thank you
the call.
Well, thank you for your patience, because I know you've been waiting.
I've also been enjoying it, so it's okay.
All right. What's your question?
Yeah, I wonder what the angels see coming up for me, particularly regarding a financial problem that just cropped up this year. The very beginning, I had got the news, and I have going to file some papers this week. And I'm working on, you know, positive attitude, law of attraction. It's all going to work out, and
yeah.
But it's a question of it's financial papers, and it's so hard for me to make any sense of the statements that I have, and I don't know if I can be able to get anything that will show that I'm right, and I'm having trouble focusing and dealing with it. Anyway, I was wondering if the angels had any advice and maybe what they saw coming from all this.
Well, first of all, what's coming out is that the angels are, they want you to know you have two guardian angels with you. They're two female guardian angels taking care of you. They're showing me some kind of document, some kind of paper. But the angels say this paper is a declaration that you need to make yourself. And the affirmations are wonderful, Karen, but you need to really, really believe in saying the affirmations. And you know, affirmations is not only saying them, but you need to really believe what you're saying and then let God take care of it. You know, you need, and what I'm hearing is that they're saying, say, I am a being of light, I am love of light and expression, I am loving and lovable, I am powerful, and all of my needs are met. All of my needs are provided for. So that is coming out very strongly. These two guardian angels are really taking care of you. They're also saying to hear more of the guidance. You're opening up your sensitivity in the third eye and in the ear chakras. So you need to notice more messages that appear as sounds or music or words from other people or from within you, because these messages are real answers to whatever you're asking for. Do you practice meditation or prayer? What are you doing?
Yes, I do meditation. Maybe not as regularly.
Okay, because they're saying that definitely what you need, you will attract to you once you start meditating on exactly what is it that you want. You can journal it, you can write it down, and you try changing the attitude of, you know, I'm not going to get this. You are going to get this. You're going to be filled. All of your needs are provided for. You need to really, really be more trusting. And you are blessed. You are blessed. Because Archangel Michael also is saying, you know, release whatever you don't need anymore. You're a little bit fearful as well. You're fearful, and I know that it's been hard, but Archangel Michael says it's new beginnings. Everything is changing. There's some there's some residual from the past that is coming up that has to be cleared and purified. So just ask Archangel Michael to help you with the situation. He can help you with the situation. He can help you be filled with faith, he says, to have peace at all times. And again, whatever they're showing me of documents are being resolved already at this time. So at this time, you need to declare that all this is being resolved.
Okay. Is there anything more I need to do with documents? If I can get any corroboration from the bank, or should I just fill out the paperwork and work on it?
Yes,
somewhere?
I think what I'm feeling is that they're saying, you know, as soon as you feel much more confidence in yourself, the help will come immediately. It will come immediately. It will be there. They will put the appropriate person, the appropriate physical person there. Right now, it's the spiritual beings that are trying to help you behind the scenes, and they're the ones who's you know, trying to help you vacuum away whatever fear there is. Again, they're saying calling upon Archangel Michael. Raphael can also help you, you know, lift any kind of fear-based, any kind of negativity that may be also surrounding you, Karen. I feel that, you know, a lot of you have picked up negativity from others, from the environment, and that can also be, you know, not having positive effect or impact on your situation. But definitely calling in right now Michael and Raphael is helping you see things in a different vision, and things will just, you know, will just be resolved. That's what I'm hearing. Things are being resolved.
Wonderful.
So I think all you have to do is keep on praying. At the end, I'm going to try to do another meditation, and that'll help you, you know, feeling the golden light and the violet light. That helps you a lot as well. Okay?
Could you just tell me the names of the female guardian angels you mentioned earlier?
I don't have the names of the guardian angels, and I have said this before. Guardian angels are very intimate relationship with each one of us because they're unique only to us. Like, you know, your guardian angels are only yours. They're no one else's. So it's a very intimate relationship. There's a meditation that I have on my website that you could do with your guardian angel, and you can ask who it is, and it will come to you. They will tell you, or it will come in a dream or in your mind, but it's really that intimate relationship with you. You can ask them who they are and what their name is, and they will tell you.
Okay. And these are separate from spirit guides?
Excuse me?
I just wondered, are these different from spirit guides?
Oh, your guardian angels, yes, absolutely. Yes, go to my website and read more about guardian angels, angelsarenearus.com. And guardian angels, I'll tell you, they are with you since the time you are born until you leave this earth. And they are uniquely yours. These are your guardian angels. Other angels come and go, the healing angels, the archangels, they come and go and they help all of us. But these guardian angels are only yours. Like I have my guardian angel, you have your guardian angel. So you can also connect with your guardian angel, and that's who came out first. You know, these two guardian angels are the ones who came out first. And they are the ones who are helping you intimately. They're more connected to you. They, our guardian angels, bring in other helpers if we need other help. They will call archangels if you need something much more help needed or healing. They'll call in, you know, a whole choir of angels, depending on what you need. So, but these guardian angels are connected to you only in a very intimate way.
Great.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Karen,
yeah,
thank you for calling in, Karen.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for speaking with me. Great.
God bless
you. Appreciate
it. God bless
you, too.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Okay, I am going to give out those numbers, and then we will take a little break. The numbers are 888-627-6008. Then we have 530-413-5011 or 530-413-4522. And we will be back in about 90 seconds.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Sometimes it feels, sometimes it feels like I can't let go.
Hello, everyone. We are back, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us. And I am Linda Torres, your host, here on bbsradio.com. We're on Station 1. If you want to call in for your angel reading, your angel message, or I can also give you your personal year number with this new year of 2012. I'm trying to get here my cards in order. Okay, we have a caller. Jackie from New Jersey, hello?
Yes, hello, Linda.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question tonight?
Well, I heard you talking about archangels, and my experience is that I have a four-year-old grandson, and every day he lives in New York, and every day I pray that the archangels watch over him, and that they protect him and allow him to have well-being and safety. And I'm always very confident that that's heard.
How old is
he is four.
Four. Yes, I'm feeling so much love around this child, and I feel like his guardian angels. Let me tell you, his guardian angels are coming forth, saying that there's so much divine truth in that. You as a parent, you're doing the best of your ability. That you love him so much, and the angels are helping you heal from any fear or any concern you have, because they're taking care of him. And this is extraordinary. First time that I've ever had like someone else's guardian angels come through, like not yours, but the child's guardian angel. So you can be sure that he is blessed, and there's a lot of love around him. Archangel Michael is also coming out strongly. And working very closely with you. Do you meditate, or what is your practice?
I do. I do meditate, and I do pray. And I'm very interested in Archangel Michael and learning more about his teachings.
Oh, Archangel Michael is fabulous. There's a lot of books on Archangel Michael. And you can also go to my website, and I have written a little more about Michael and all the archangels. But he's very powerful. He's working with you closely. He's protecting and guiding you through every situation. So he says no concerns. There is a power animal. It feels like a horse. And maybe, does your child like horses?
There's some kind of. I'm not sure. He hasn't been
talking about that.
Farm animals yet.
Okay, so this spirit guide is like a horse. It's like an animal, a power animal, and it's also a guardian who can help you both in this situation. You know, horses are wonderful beings. They're very courageous. They're protective, and it's incredible how this is coming out. They're also talking about you. You have a little bit of sensitivity, Jackie.
Yes,
sensitivity,
I do.
most Yeah. You're highly sensitive also to chemicals and to processed foods. Have you noticed that?
Well, yes, because I try to avoid both. I try not to eat processed
foods. All right. So you are sensitive, so that's good that you're taking care of yourself. And the only thing the angels are saying, you know, respect your sensitivities by avoiding these, you know, harsh things and situations and relationships also. So you need to be, you know, surrounded by people that you trust and that you can confide in, that you love. The archangel also that's coming out is Sathgiel. Sathgiel works with the seventh ray. He's among the archangels of the seventh rays that I have talked about before. So he is also the freedom of God. The seventh ray is the freedom of God. And Archangel Sathgiel will help you find tolerance, forgiveness. He works with the violet, silver violet ray, which is of purification and transmutation. So that helps you, you know, release any lower vibrations. It helps you with your sensitivities. And it's a way also to heighten your frequencies and your vibration. So surrounding yourself with the violet flame, the violet ray, I don't know if you've heard about that.
I have heard about the violet flame, and I understand that it transmutes all negativity. I'm mm-hmm. not sure what the origin of it is. It's a very mysterious concept to me still.
It is. It is. I'm going to talk about it maybe soon. It's a whole concept, and I had an attunement. I'm an attuned master in the violet flame, and it's a whole process that you go through. But if you just imagine yourself surrounded in a violet color, in the violet flame every day while you meditate or you pray, Archangel Sathgiel is involved in the violet flame as Archangel Michael. And so, you know, this was initiated by Saint Germain many, 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 many thousand years ago. And Saint Germain is the one who initiated the violet flame, but I'm not going to tell you the whole story right now. Mm-hmm. So anyway, just, you know, place your concerns or any relationships within that violet flame and the negativity completely transmute. Just try to do this every day, for at least for the next 21 days. And that's all I have for you.
Well, thank you very much, Linda. It's been such a blessing to talk to you about these beautiful ideas. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you and take care.
Thank you so much. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, well, we have another caller. Not yet. I was going to mention that I attended a workshop with one of my friends. She's Reverend Christine Green, and she's also been on the show a few times. And she was talking. It was a workshop on faith, a walk of faith, and, you know, living a grace filled life. She was talking about our emotions. You know, how our emotions create stress and resentment and guilt and fear, and, you know, all these correlate with creating powerlessness and confusion and limitation. And that, you know, she reminded us that our brain does not know the difference between what is real or what is imagined. So our brain will believe whatever you say. And so whatever you put your attention on expands. Whatever you continually, you think of increases. So, you know, as I was telling our previous callers, if you focus on what is not going right, it will keep on increasing. But if you focus on something that is being resolved and the angels are, you know, putting their golden light on it, it definitely changes. It just changes. You manifest exactly what you desire. And all you have to do is ask your angels. So, you know, people tell me sometimes that they cannot connect with the angels. And I usually ask them, you know, have you invited them? You know, invite them continually in your life. It's like if you're telling someone that you're inviting them to your home, but you never tell them the date, the time, or you never open the door, so they won't come over. But if you continually invite the angels every day, every moment, you think of them, you talk to them, the more you're connecting. And you may not notice it maybe in that moment, but you will notice when suddenly things just start being different. You know, things appear in a different way. Excuse me, in a much more favorable way. So, also being aware of taking deep breaths. You know, take a deep breath, and we can ask our angels to help us manage our emotions, to help us with what we're feeling. And then we affirm in that moment, I am willing to receive love. I am willing to receive angel guidance in this moment. And you can try it right now. Just breathe in and breathe out. And you affirm, I am willing to receive love. I am willing to receive angel guidance in this moment. Just taking that deep breath and you're affirming that you are being guided with love. I wonder, do you feel the difference? When I do it several times, for me, it helped me feel that I'm free. You know, that I am really on the path that I want to be. Again, you know, the angels are saying success or failure, the way we use them here are terms bound to the earth plane. The only measure of success on the higher planes is the degree in which you allow the light to flow with easiness through your being. So again, you know, surround yourself with the light, and their suggestion is simply involved breathing. And as you go through your day and you experience the many challenges that the day might bring, if you're breathing, you know, rhythmically, trying to breathe through your solar plexus and allowing each breath to be filled with the golden light, the golden white light, this simply act transforms how you experience life. So with that said, we can do this just really small meditation. If you want to call in, let me give those numbers out. It's toll-free, 888-627-6008 or 530-413-4522 or 530-413-5011. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. We are on station one. Also, reminder, if you would like to receive, you know, personal angel readings, I'm available. Just, you know, contact me through the website, angelsarenearus.com, and personal, you know, angel readings or archangel readings. We can do meditations. We can do angel blessings, whatever is needed at the time. So just contact me. Okay. So let's take another deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. Close your eyes. Breathing in and out. Inhale and exhale. And you see a golden white light. This golden white light covers your mind, covers all your body. This white golden light becomes larger and larger. You feel yourself inside the light. You are surrounded. You feel the peace and the calmness. You know that this golden white light is parallel to the energy of the angels. And you feel safe, and you feel relaxed, and you feel at peace. And the angels say that we are here together by the power and the presence of this light. That is God. We ask God, the Creator, and the angels, and the archangels, and all beings of light, of the most highest good, to guide our thoughts, our feelings, our perceptions. On this day, on, that we may be open to receive love, to receive divine light and abundance, and that we become more and more happy, happier, more peaceful, more joyful, filled with bliss, abundant, and more loving beings. And we thank you, dear God, and angels. And you can open your eyes now. You can do this on your own. You know, you can just breathe, inhale, exhale. See yourself in the golden light, the golden white light. Surround yourself with God and angels, archangels. And just, you know, start feeling the peace, the joyfulness. And ask for that. You know, I want to become more happy. I am happy. I am peaceful. I am joyful. I am healthy. Okay, I think we have a caller. Hello? Hello, Rebecca?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. I guess I'm just calling in to ask if my angels have any special message for me.
Okay. Let's see what we have here. Okay, Rebecca, well, I have Archangel.
Hello?
Oh, hello, I'm sorry. I have Archangel Michael here. He's been very present tonight, and he, first of all, he says that you're guarded and protected, that he's protecting your loved ones. Your home is protected by angels, by the way. He ensures that your safety is most of all very important, and that all of your needs are being met. There's he wants you to ask more, God and the angels, for their help, and that you see yourself the way they see you. And Michael is saying, you know, we see you through eyes of love. So we want you to honor yourself and respect yourself the way we do. And they are granting you courage to speak up on your behalf.
Okay.
So if there's something that you need to, you know, to stand up for yourself, remember that he is definitely protecting you and he's guiding you. And he's saying, go forward fearlessly. Go forward. That's,
okay.
That's mostly what I'm getting. You know, I see like he's showing you walking, you know, walking each step of the way. He's holding your hand.
Okay.
So, anything else, Rebecca?
I don't know. Does he answer questions for animals or not?
For pets?
Yeah.
Well, several of the angels and the archangels, of course, they work with pets. Yes, what's your question? We'll ask whatever angel comes out.
Okay, I have a dog, Newman, and he's had some health issues. And I was just wondering what's going on with him.
Health issues. I just see something around his, they're saying the solar plexus chakra. So that's like, you know, that's the third chakra. The middle of, it could be the stomach around that area.
Okay.
Visualize this golden white light, Raphael is saying. Visualize the golden white light around him, and then in the middle of his body, visualize the emerald green light every day. Just surround him in that light so he could be healed. Also, I don't think it's anything serious, but have you gone to a professional, to a vet?
Yeah, I have. They think he's having problems with his neck, and so it's caused him a lot of pain. But
it's coming from
the emerald green light. What does that represent?
Healing. Archangel yes, because Archangel Raphael is, I was mentioning before, he is the physician of God. He heals pets and animals. So Archangel Raphael wants that healing green light around him. It's healing light. That's what the green emerald light. It's healing light. But it's coming from that part of his body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They had mentioned that as well. He might have an ulcer. These animals and pets can just get things just like humans. It's amazing.
Do you know what? Yeah, that's how it feels, that he could you know, even get stressed out with anything that's going on around in your environment.
Yes.
And because they're so sensitive and they pick everything up, you know, our pets are like little sponges. They pick up our stresses and they even help us. They, you know, they, have you noticed that? Like, they help you when you're not feeling well. Does he cuddle or try to be near you? Because, you know, they love to heal as well. They're wonderful little angels. So again, Archangel Raphael is telling me just, that he's supporting you in this healing work. Just call Raphael also, you know, call upon him and say, Raphael, could you help me, heal my pet right now? And then his name is Newman, you said?
Newman, yeah, and I have another one, Comet, that's having problems too. So I'll go ahead and do that with Comet as well.
Yeah, bring Raphael in and, you know, bring, the healing angels also, you know, there's other healing angels. Just bring them in and say, I want my pet to be healed at this time.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Rebecca. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. So going back to, let me see, I don't have a caller. Let me go back to my reading here. Also, let me give out those personal year numbers if you want to calculate your birth date, you know, reducing your birth date to a single digit, your month and your day, and then you add number 5, which is the 2012 vibration of this year. And whatever, you know, single digit comes out, that is your number. So number 1, somebody called. I think they were number 1. But that's a new beginning. It's, you know, the year of pioneer energy. And that's newness, new beginnings, new, everything is starting new for you. And you're leaving everything that you don't need behind. It's wonderful. Number 2 is the vibration of developing ideas. You know, working in cooperation, gaining information with others. So it's cooperation. 2 represents 2 people working together. 3. Number 3 is a creative year. It's sociable year. It's cheerful, bright type of energy, you know, using your skillful energies, artistic and verbal and creative. That's 3. Number 4 is order, organization, being stable, being steady. Might be tedious, but there's kind of a methodology with it. A little bit of effort, but you get the job done with a number 4 because everything is in divine order. Number 5, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, is the year of freedom. It's a year of change, of growth, expansiveness, not being boxed in. And it's almost as a 2012 year for all of us. Let me tell you that 2012, which is a 5, also includes all of us. So you need to say, I will allow freedom in my life. I am removed from any binds I have. And what no longer is purposeful is gone, and I am free. Okay, number 6 relates to families, responsibilities, emotional energies, love and peace and balance and harmony. Number 7 is reflection. It's the energy of the 7th house in relationships. It's also with relationships, with any kind of relationships, loving relationships, family, with the divine, with your angels, your higher self. It's going within. It's a lot of contemplation. It's that inward vibration. Meditation is also number 7. It's very spiritual, number 7. 8 is attainment year. It's attainment of power, of making great strides, power recognition, leadership, getting your work out to the world, you know, taking care of business. Someone was saying that they wanted to do something about the business. The number 8 is really good for that. 9 is completion. 9 is a completion, moving toward a new cycle, completing things. And what are you taking to the new? You're ending, you know, the year, what's important and what is not. Taking it to the new cycle, which will take us to number 10, which is 1, again, you know, the new beginning, standing in your own mastery, betterment of the world. So that's the vibration of our numbers for 2012. So I am almost out of time. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I will just thank everyone for being here, reminding you that the angels want you to be healthy. They encourage you to breathe in the golden white light, the violet light when it's needed. Remember that breathing the light releases feelings and thoughts that you have, and it makes room for more harmony and healing energies. Our next show, we're going to have Kelly Hampton with us. She's a spiritual medium. She will be talking also about her new book, The Truth from Archangel Michael, and it's the truth about 2012 and beyond, which is very interesting. The end of the month in February, we will have Reverend Janie Howard Feldman with us again, so I'm so happy that we have our wonderful angel communicators with us. So please don't miss our shows. You know, any feedback, I would love that you email me, or just, you know, you could write to BBS Radio also, and they will pass me the messages, whatever you'd like to do. angelsarenearus.com. Go to my website. You can read more about the angels. Again, many blessings of love and light. And until next time, may the angels protect you always. Good night.